Bless the Lord. I would like to speak to us tonight from the passage that was read. Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28 to verse 30. And I would like to minister under the topic from verse 30, my yoke is easy. The verse said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus speaking. So tonight I would like to exhort us from there as we look on the word of the Lord and see if we can really concentrate on him tonight to discover who Jesus really is and his purpose and his interest towards us as a people. We are invited tonight based on what the word said to us. As we look on the first verse there, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is an invitation that Jesus is giving out to not one, not two, but all people. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then the next verse said, take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take my yoke upon you. And it is so interesting that the Lord used that word yoke. And as we look on the word yoke, we discover that it is an instrument that attached two animals together as they would plow a field. And being together means they share the load. They share the load in the plowing of the field as they are yoked together with an instrument around their neck as they walk side by side in doing this work. They accomplish the task for the farmer so that he can put in new crops and he will have a yield to take to the market or sell to maintain his family. But it started by two animals yoked together to plow the field. And it's interesting that Jesus used this in order to make a point that is very important here. And Jesus said, take my yoke. As he said, take my yoke here in verse 29. And in verse 30, he said, my yoke again. He is implying that there are other yokes, that there are other yokes out there. And I am so glad tonight to know that we get this invitation, and so many of us have yielded ourselves to this invitation, accept the invitation, and we are yoked together with the Lord.
Amen.
And why is this so important? It's because the Lord is stronger than us. The Lord is wiser than us. The Lord knows the way. He knows the path that we are going to walk. And the Lord wants us to walk beside him.
Amen.
So that in doing so, we don't feel the load. We don't feel the load because our stronger brother, hallelujah, our older brother, hallelujah, our wiser brother, who is the Lord Jesus. He is bearing most of the burden because he's walking beside us. I'm right to declare, as long as I have my Lord beside me, it is all right. As long as I have his hands to hold, as long as he watches over my soul, as long as I'm under his control, it is all right. Walking beside Jesus. Jesus invites us to walk beside him because he knows the way. Hallelujah. Take my yoke upon you, he declares. But he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, he declares. One day we heard the call and we came to Jesus. And many people, you will read the scripture and it will tell you how many people came to Jesus because they want to find rest for them, for their soul. Hallelujah. In Jesus, there is rest. In Jesus, there is deliverance. In Jesus, there is forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Listen to what it says. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It starts with Jesus. It is going to end with Jesus. The weight of sin that we have carried, Jesus said, it is a burden, it is a load, and you are to come unto me and empty your sin. You are to come unto me and put down your burden because it is weightier than you can bear. My shoulders are broad, Jesus declared. I am stronger than you. I am wiser than you. And I can help you bear your burden. I remember the songwriter said, I remember when my burden rolled away. I had carried them for years, night and day. When I sought the blessed Lord and I took him at his word, then at once all my burden could not stay. And the last line, last verse, he said, I am singing since my burden rolled away. There's a song within my heart day and night. I'm living for my King, and with joy I shout and sing, hallelujah, all my burden rolled away. Jesus said, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And as we see this portion of scripture, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we said, he must be referring to another yoke somewhere. And when we look on the scripture, we see here where the Lord was alluding to something. Acts chapter 15, verse 10 and 11. Listen to what it says. Now therefore, Peter speaking. In other words, Peter was responding to the thought that there are those who say that you cannot be saved unless you keep the law. There are those who are saying to the church at Antioch, you cannot be saved unless you keep the law. Here is what Peter said as they had this discussion and about to write a letter now to the church at Antioch. Peter responded, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. What a thought! We could not be saved. We could not keep the law to the extent where the law could save us. The apostle writes and said in Romans chapter 8, where the law could not save us, in that it was weak through the flesh. God had to send his only beloved Son in the person of the Lord Jesus that we might be saved from our sin. So Jesus is saying to you, to all of us here, look, you cannot work to keep the law as it were. I am come to introduce grace to you so that through grace and faith you might find a new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as a result of this, we heard the apostle make mention of this in Ephesians chapter 2, where he said, we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works, lest any man should boast, but it is a gift of God. Not of works. We cannot work to save ourselves. It is through faith in the Lord Jesus. And Jesus realized that it is so, and he said, come unto me, all ye that labor. All you who are laboring to receive salvation, come unto me and be saved by faith. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I believe tonight there are many people who are wondering if by way of works they can get into heaven. And I want to say clearly tonight to the church that the Bible makes it absolutely clear to us that none of us can get into heaven by way of works. It is by faith in the Lord Jesus that we get there. By faith alone, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I was so impressed with that first testimony tonight. The sister said she was concerned about the meeting. And it means that it builds up a lot of stress in her. to be that concern. She was heavy laden with the burden of the outcome of the meeting, what it could be. And therefore, what makes it even worse, the call came in before the time. And when the whole thing was finished, she was relieved. Hallelujah. She was relieved in her spirit. This is how Jesus relieves us of our burden. Hallelujah. Because he cares for us. The things that get us down, the things that cause us to feel cast down and heavy, Jesus has a way of coming alongside us and walk with us and cause our burden to be light. Hallelujah. We see him teaching in St. Matthew, in St. Matthew chapter 5. And listen to what he taught and said. St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, to 5. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, remember what he said earlier, learn of me. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Matthew 11, verse 29. And over here in Matthew 5, Jesus is teaching about himself. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Some of us feel that it is not good to say that you are poor in spirit. But I want to tell you, it is humbling to say you are poor in spirit. It is humbling to say that you are poor in spirit before the Lord. Because the minute we accept that we are poor in spirit, God is ready to show us mercy. God is ready to make us rich in our spirit as we yoke together with him and learn of him. Because we are learning from somebody who knows meekness. We are learning from somebody who knows what it is to be humble. We are yoked with him. Hallelujah. And we are moving forward with him so that we can learn of him and become more like him. Because what? Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. That means rest. That means rest for our soul to be in the kingdom of Almighty God. And church, I am glad tonight that we are in this together. I'm glad tonight that we have seen the light. We have seen what Jesus had in his mind towards us and the kingdom of God. We have tasted of this salvation, and we have seen how much it is working for us. And our intention tonight is that others will see also the goodness of God as we yoked together with him to learn of him and to yoke in the fullness as we declare our connection to the Master. Verse 4, hear what it says. Blessed, as Jesus continued to teach, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Hallelujah. Jesus is teaching them. And Jesus is saying, if you are somebody that mourns, if you have a problem, regardless of what it is, blessed are you, happy are you, because you shall be comforted. You are walking beside Jesus. We need to remember that, because we are yoked together with him. Our bigger brother, our stronger brother, our wiser brother, our brother who knows the way. Hallelujah. What an invitation. Come on to me, he declares. The church of God, the church of the living God, needs to understand what we have, who we have, where we are going. Because I don't know the way, but he knows. I can't manage the burden, but he can. And we have an invitation tonight to come unto him who has the ability to take our burdens and to help us along the way so that we can be successful. We bear our burden and we engage in mourning from time to time because of one thing or the other. But he promised, as we yoke with him and as we journey with him, he will comfort our hearts. Bless the Lord. Learn of me, he declares. Learn of me, saints, the Lord said. He wants us to understand him. He wants us to understand what he is doing on our behalf. And as a result of that, we will give him the glory that he deserves. Blessed, as he continued to teach, he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He went on to say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. There are many people today, many people who are yearning for something better than what they have. But I want to tell you the invitation that Jesus gave when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That something is to be found in Jesus. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot malice, near to the heart of God. Tonight, the Lord is pleading with somebody. He's pleading with somebody to come unto him to find rest for your weary soul. Bless the Lord. And we find that there are different things that burden people. People are burdened by way of weariness. People are burdened by way of guilt. People are burdened by way of shame. People are burdened by way of religion. People are burdened by way of unbelief. Burdened, troubled in mind, unrest, which cause people not even to sleep at night because they are carrying heavy burden of guilt, Psalmist David is an example here. After he had committed sin before God, for years he carried this burden before God. For years he was troubled in his spirit. And here comes a time, Psalms 51, when he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. The burden that he carries because of past sin. The writers of the Hebrews said that we are to put down every sin, every weight that we have, and we are to run the race with patience. Put down every sin. Sin is a heavy weight to carry, and we are to confess them before the Lord. We are to give them to the Lord. Because what? He is inviting us to come and be a yoke fellow with him. Because he knows the way, and he's stronger than us, and he's wiser than us. And he can lead us to a place of quiet rest. Tonight, what the world needs more than anything is peace. Is peace in the heart of people. We have seen where stress. We have seen where stress has caused havoc in the life of people. Stress. And it is here that Jesus promised peace. Peace to the weary soul. Peace to the inner man. Peace that will cause tranquility. Peace that will cause us to focus in a way in which we should. The doctors, from time to time, they are making millions because people keep coming to them and saying that they are stressed because of this and they are stressed because of that. And what we find is that Jesus is saying, come on to me. Come on to me. And I will give you rest. Remember that night when I gave my heart to the Lord. That Sunday night, I gave my heart to the Lord. And the relief that I found in my spirit. That night I saw my sins higher than the mountain. And the question was, how will I get out of this? Because this and what the preacher was preaching. And he suggests that we accept the Lord as Savior who will cleanse us from all our sins. And I accepted the Lord that night. And I bless God that my sins rolled away. I remember the next day, I found a friend of mine. And I said to him, I'm ready to die now. He laughed at me and asked me, what happened? What happened to me? I told him last night. I went to the altar beast and what the preacher preached. And I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I did not want to lose what I had found. I did not want to lose the experience that I had. And I said, I want to die now. I want to die with it. Because I found the master. I have found the master. I have answered the call. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are every burden, and I will give you rest. And God has found that rest. And not only me, but there are many who have found that rest in Jesus. And there are times when, yes, you come under strange circumstances, but there is a God that we can call to, because as was said, he is closer than a brother. We are yoked together, and we give him the burden, we give him the weight, and he carries it for us in our moment of difficulty. I'm inviting anyone here tonight who have not yet made that level of commitment to Jesus by surrendering your spirit to him. I invite you tonight to do so as he invited you to come. My yoke is easy. That's what he said. My yoke is easy. The yoke of forgiveness, the yoke of grace, the yoke of mercy are all there for us to inherit in Jesus. And we will find rest for our soul. The church has this responsibility in inviting all of you who are outside of Christ to come unto him as he gave this invitation. The psalmist, I like how the psalmist puts it. The psalm declare, when you read Psalms 1, when you read Psalms 1, listen to what Psalms 1 said. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the Lord does he meditate day and night. The psalmist continues to speak in Psalms 40 verse 8 when he said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, the law is within my heart. Yoking with Jesus, meaning we are delighted to do his will. Yoking with Jesus, meaning we are learning of his ways. Yoking with Jesus, it means having the word of God on the inner part of our being. Not external letters, but the word in our heart that we should not sin against him. The benefit of yoking with Jesus means wherever we are, Jesus is there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The awareness of his presence because we are yoked with him makes all the difference.
Amen.
And I'm saying to the brethren tonight, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Paul writing to the Galatian church, and he said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
Stand fast. Stand free in Jesus.
Yes.
There's a yoke that is burdensome, and there's a yoke that causes us to be set free.
Mm.
And tonight, we are inviting you to come to Jesus and be free in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And like I said, I walk with the King. Hallelujah. I walk with the King who praises his name. No longer I roam. My soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's beside us. In our trials, he's beside us. In our heartache, he's beside us. In our sleeping, he's beside us. In our waking, he's beside us because we are yoked with him. Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Hallelujah.
My yoke is easy,
yes, Jesus.
On my burden.
Praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we bless your name tonight.
Praise you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us an invitation, one of which we accept. And tonight we discover that in accepting this invitation, the walking with you, Lord, is sweet because we learn of you. Every day there is something new that we learn of you. Your ways are past finding out, and therefore you are giving us new information and revelation every day because we are walking with you. We are
together,
Lord God. We thank you. We thank you that you have caused yourself to be in a place where we can say you are our companion. You are our walking companion. You are our living companion. You are our bigger brother. You are our stronger brother. You are our wiser brother. And you know the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We are yoked together, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your name tonight for this word, and we look to you, Father, that by the Holy Ghost, you will work on the heart of somebody, that they will answer your call. Come unto me. They will answer your call, and they will find rest in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Praise
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for your word that you have spoken. It reaches our heart. And we are grateful for the fact that you consider us to make us yoke fellows with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, tonight
thank
there
you,
might
Lord.
Be somebody in this company. There might be somebody in this company, Lord, who need to discover that your yoke is easy. Somebody who needs to discover that your burden is light. Struggle for many years under the burden of sin, with guilt, torment, and confusion. But God, I thank you tonight that burden can be lifted. Deliverance can come to the heart of somebody. Let it happen tonight, I pray, Father. You might be in this company and you are thinking about whether or not you should accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Like most of us here who have received salvation and are relieved, I believe the time has come when you should say yes to Jesus. Follow the Master. Walk in his step. You know this, he said, take my yoke upon you. He is not saying that you should walk behind him or before him. He wants you to walk beside him. If you are yoked with him, he wants to walk beside you. He wants to show you where the pitfalls are. He wants to show you where the difficult patches of the way is. He wants to show you the different obstacles that might be in the way, because he's walking side by side us. We are yoked together. And that speaks of protection. That speaks of mercy. That speaks of provision. That speaks of leading us into green pastures. And all these provisions tonight are yours. In Jesus, if you would only yield to his invitation, come unto me. oftentimes in this on this platform, we give the appeal and we say, if you're here and you'd like to start this life with the Lord, just say, pray for me, Pastor, that I might walk with Jesus. Pray for me, Pastor, that I might accept the Lord Jesus. Pray for me that my life will be changed. That's what we keep saying from time to time. And tonight we are saying the same thing. Let the world know when you started. There is nobody that Jesus called and called them privately. Every person Jesus called, he calls them openly. Nicodemus by night went to Jesus. And he got the shock of his life. Because what he went to Jesus for was not seeking salvation. He was challenging Jesus, actually. And Jesus hit him with what was really important. Jesus said, you must be born again. He said, I know that thou art a teacher come from God, because no man can do this miracle that thou doest unless God be with him. Jesus was not interested in anybody bigging him up. Jesus was telling the teacher, the master of Israel, what is important, and that is you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus wants us to be born of the Spirit. He said, come unto me. It's a spiritual call. Come unto me. Tonight I leave that with you. I feel very passionate tonight, saints. Because I believe that we are given the responsibility of preaching the gospel to save people from hell, to save people from destruction. I'm so passionate tonight in regards to what Jesus has done for us. And know he himself is giving an invitation, one in which we should not forsake. How shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation? But the Lord is stretching out his hands and inviting us to. Before I hand over to Pastor Fiani, is there somebody who would ask for prayer tonight that their lives will be changed and they will be a walking companion with Jesus, to discover that his yoke is easy? Are you here? Are you here? Pray for me, Pastor, that my life will be changed. My burden will fall away by the man called Jesus. Pray for me. Father, I thank you that by your Spirit you are working in the heart of somebody. I pray, Lord, that the Spirit will continue to work on that heart and those hearts. And even if that decision is not made tonight, ultimately it will be made for a changed life, that your kingdom will be richer. And the enemy will be defeated in the life of somebody. For too long, the enemy has created havoc in the life of somebody. Now tonight, you are offering a change. I pray that that change will be accepted. And that person, those persons, will discover that walking with Jesus is the lifting of burdens. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.